咁我哋而家進入以前嘅第三項啦，就係呢、這個考慮嗰個沙田計劃大綱土圖 ST39嘅申述嘅。咁我哋而家邀請有關人士進場先啦。請秘書報告個委員對呢個項目有冇申述嘅利益嘅申述。
係啊，主席，我冇收到委員有利益申報嘅。
好，首先我代表城規會多謝各位參加今日嘅會議。咁啊，秘書處咧已經其實俾咗申述人咧足夠嘅時間通知㗎啦，邀請佢哋出席今日嘅聆訊會。除咗登記出席嘅人之外咧，其他嘅申述人都表明係不會出席嘅，或者未有回覆。由於已經俾咗申述人合理嘅通知，委員會喺呢個時間咧，我哋就會進行缺席嘅情況之下，繼續進行呢個聆聽會㗎啦。首先，我而家會邀請政府有關嘅部門、申述人同埋其他嘅人士列席先啦。然之後，我哋就會邀請規劃處嘅代表講講嗰個申述嗰個內容嘅作一個簡介。然之後咧，我就會邀請申述人或者佢嘅代表咧係作口頭嘅陳述。而每位申述者咧係有10分鐘嘅時間咧係要作出佢哋口頭嘅陳述嘅。在呢個陳述之前的2分鐘咧，我哋就會有個提示俾佢哋，就代表即係你仲有2分鐘就會夠鐘嘅啦。咁陳述完成咗之後咧，我哋就會進入一個答問嘅環節。咁各位委員咧可以直接同政府部門或者申訴人咧係提出個提問嘅。咁呢個答問環節完咗之後咧，我哋就會邀請申訴人嘅代表離場。咁我哋作為一個閉門一個會議，商討嗰個城規會決定嘅。咁呢個就大約一個流程。咁我而家首先就邀請政府代表專員介紹呢個關於呢個申請額嘅講法先啦。
好，唔該主席。各位委員早晨。咁我今日咧會為大家簡介一下咧沙田分區計劃大綱草圖所收到嘅申述內容啦。咁首先講一講我哋嘅背景先啦。咁其實喺今年嘅1月9日咧，鄉郊及新市鎮規劃小組委員會咧就同意咗我哋沙田分區大綱圖嘅修訂㗎啦。咁隨後喺1月16日咧，我哋都根據城規條例啦，咁就展示俾公眾查閱。咁跟住嘅2個月，即係1月16日至到3月16日咧，我哋喺2個月嘅法定公務期之內咧，總共收到2份有效嘅申述嘅。咁其實今次嘅修改大綱圖咧，主要都係涉及一個修訂項目嘅，咁就係喺投影片上面見到啦。修訂項目 A 主要就係反映翻咧小組委員會喺2025年嘅7月18日所同意咗嘅一宗12A 改劃申請嘅，亦即係咧將沙田上和斜嘅一幅用地由鄉村式發展地帶咧改劃成為政府機構或社區括弧一地帶。咁目的咧就係規範翻而家喺用地上邊設有靈灰安置所用途嘅宗教機構，即係西林寺啦。個地點咧即係投影片上面大家見到紅色框住嘅地方。咁我哋都根據12A 規劃申請裏面嘅方案咧，設下咗相關嘅發展限制嘅。最大嘅總樓面面積係限於1069平方米啦，最高嘅建築物高度係限於3層，而庵位嘅數目上限咧係10960嘅。咁除咗修訂項目 A 之外咧，我哋都就住圖則嘅註釋咧作出咗相關嘅修訂嘅。咁主要咧都係就住城規會所頒布最新嘅註釋總表作出相應嘅更新啦。咁主要有5項嘅。咁喺委員嘅文件啦，同埋我哋投影片上面咧都詳列咗噶啦。咁我就唔再喺呢度一一細講啦。咁我哋喺呢2個月嘅展示期裏面咧，正如我頭先所講，我哋收到2份有效嘅申述。咁佢哋申述嘅內容咧，主要都係涉及修訂項目 A 啦，同埋就住註釋所作出嘅2個修訂項目 C 同埋 D 嘅。R1 咧，即係第一份嘅申述咧，就係由西林普眾基金會有限公司提交嘅。咁佢主要係支持修訂項目 A。咁第二份咧 R2 嘅申述咧，就係由個別人士提交啦。佢主要咧就係反對修訂項目 A， 同埋就住註釋所作出嘅修訂項目 C 同埋 D。 咁涉及申述内容嘅呢三项修订咧，亦都喺投影片下边咧再次俾委员参考嘅。咁主要修订项目 A 就系反映翻我哋12A 所同意咗嘅嗰个改划申请啦，而另外嗰两个注释嘅修订项目 C 同 D 咧，主要都系涉及更新翻乡村式发展地带里边嘅注释内容嘅。咁我跟住会再讲一讲申述内容佢哋嘅主要理由啦，同埋我哋规划署咨询咗其他政府部门之后嘅回应。咁就住 R1 嘅申述咧，佢主要都系支持修订项目 A 嘅。咁佢申述人就认为咧，改划用途地带咧，其实都系将西林寺里边嘅一啲擬議骨灰安置所用途咧规范化，去符合翻咧私营骨灰安置所条例嘅要求。咁有关嘅发展规模咧，其实系好细小，亦都咧喺12A 申请阶段嘅时候咧有技术评估嘅支持。咁相关嘅政府部门咧，就住唔同嘅方面，譬如交通啊、环境等等咧，都冇反对嘅意见。咁我哋规划署咧系备悉相关嘅支持意见嘅。咁就住 R2 第二個申述咧，佢首先就會講一講佢反對修訂項目 A 嘅申述理由或者意見啦。咁我哋就歸納咗三大方面嘅。咁第一方面咧，就係申述人認為咧，呢一個申請嘅申請人咧，就同本身西林寺呢個宗教機構嘅創始人咧係冇關係嘅，亦都唔係而家嘅現行土地擁有人。咁只係用咗西林寺呢個名咧嚟去促進佢嘅商業利益。咁亦都冇記錄咧可以核實翻西林寺係一啲社會服務機構啦。咁我哋規劃署就以下回應啦，就住呢一點。咁其實咧，項目 A 咧，我哋都係旨在落實第12A 條規劃申請嘅內容嘅。咁亦即係將現有嘅宗教機構同埋靈灰安置所咧嘅用途規範化。咁喺小組委員會12A規劃申請階段嘅時候咧，佢哋決定主要是基于土地用途的考量，至于土地业权方面呢，就不是我们规划申请评估里面一些关键的考虑因素。另外申请人呢，在申请之前呢，其实已经遵照了城规会有关规划指引 31B 的规定呢，拿到现行土地拥有人的同意的了。咁喺第二方面咧 ，R2 嘅申述人認為咧，西林寺咧本身就冇一啲車輛通道啦，咁訪客只能夠徒步前往去到西林寺嗰度啦。咁而喺重陽節、清明節拜祭咧，其實都係一啲公眾期望，亦都係中國人嘅悠久傳統。咁如果喺呢兩日關閉西林寺呢一個咁嘅交通人流安排咧，係唔可行嘅。咁同埋如果呢兩個節日裏邊咧，政府是一定要去監察情況啦，先能夠落實到相關的擬議安排。咁就住呢一點咧，我哋規劃署有以下嘅回應嘅。咁其實根據12A 條申請階段申請人所提交嘅交通影響評估啦，同埋相關嘅管理方案咧，所有嘅訪客咧，其實佢要按先到先得嘅方式預約。咁喺任何嘅時間咧，其實逗留喺靈灰安置所建築物嘅訪客咧，係唔可以多過116個嘅。咁西林寺亦都會喺重陽同埋清明節當兩日關閉啦。咁而落實相關管理方案嘅交通人流設施之後咧，我哋預計咧靈灰安置所嘅用途咧係唔會對附近嘅交通咧造成負面嘅影響嘅。咁而相關部門睇過之後咧，亦都冇反對嘅意見啦，或者係負面嘅意見嘅。咁除此之外咧，根據呢個私營骨灰安置所嘅條例啊，其實申請牌照嘅一啲私營骨灰安置所咧，其實要符合翻佢哋條例嘅規定嘅，又或者係私營骨灰安置所發牌委員會去指定嘅一啲其他嘅規定，即係譬如土地嘅規定啦、建築物嘅規定啦、使用靈灰安置所場所權利嘅規定啦，同埋消防安全等等唔同方面嘅規定嘅。咁如果牌照係個申請咧係有得到發牌委員會的批准咧，咁獲批准的管理方案咧，其實都會納入翻喺個牌照條款當中嘅。咁申請人咧係必須要落實翻有關的方案。咁食環署下的私營骨灰安置所事務辦事處咧，亦都會係監察翻持牌人有冇落實呢啲措施的情況嘅。咁喺第三方面咧，我哋申述人咧就認為呢個申請地點先前咧就冇攞到靈灰安置所所批給的一些規劃許可啦，而靈灰安置所在2009年開始營運的時候呢，除了地政總署發出過一個警告信之外呢，似乎就沒有採取過一些執管的行動，申請地點也都有些未 经批准的建筑物。就着这一点呢，规划署有以下的回应的。正如我们刚才所讲，项目 A 呢是落实回小组委员会所同意的一个10亿改划申请。小组委员会在申请阶段的时候呢，其实已经考虑了相关技术评估的结果啦、申请地点的背景资料啦，以及相关政府部门的意见。咁申请人亦都提交咗一啲详细嘅发展建议，同埋亦都有技术评估嘅支持。咁相关政府部门咧都冇反对或者负面嘅意见。咁加上咧呢个私营骨灰安置所条例里面嘅发牌制度啦，同埋土地行政制度咧，对关于灵灰安置所用途详情同埋技术咧系有一啲管制嘅机制嘅。咁所以有关嘅改划建议啦，规范化而家呢一个宗教机构同埋灵灰安置所嘅用途咧，我哋认为系恰当嘅。咁另外，由於項目 A 呢個用地咧，先前係冇任何一啲法定中期嘅發展審批圖地區圖啦，或者發展審批地區圖覆蓋過，咁所以規劃事務監督咧，我哋係冇一啲執行管制嘅權力，根據城規條例咧，喺有關用地上面咧採取執管行動嘅。咁有關用地嘅發展管制咧，其實主要都係由翻相關部門同埋發牌當局去處理嘅。咁就住 R2 關於修訂註釋嘅兩個修訂註釋項目嘅主要理由，第一個咧關於修訂項目 C 啦，申請人咧就認為咧喺鄉村式發展地帶註釋嘅第一欄用途裏邊加入翻政府垃圾收集站同埋公廁設施咧，係唔能夠確保公眾能夠監察到呢啲設施嘅。咁而呢啲設施咧，一係就體積過大啦，一係喺視覺上面咧就相當礙眼嘅。咁就住呢點咧，規劃署嘅回應就係、是、其實咧呢一項嘅修訂咧，是符合翻城規會所頒布最新的註釋總表，其實我哋都是希望可以精簡翻喺鄉村地區闢設呢啲常見同埋必要設施的流程。咁根據現行做法咧，其實相關政府部門，譬如食環署咧，係會視乎情況啦，提供呢啲設施的時候咧，會諮詢翻當區的居民啦、區議會啦同埋鄉事委員會嘅。咁就住R2申請人在個註釋作出修訂項目 D 嗰度咧，申請人就認為咧喺鄉村式發展地帶註釋第二欄用途加入咗呢個郊野學習教育遊客中心嘅建議咧，會進一步助長濫用新界豁免屋宇呢個政策啦。咁而修訂咧亦都可能俾人濫用嘅，用服務中心呢個名義咧去做其他一啲商業運作。咁我哋規劃署嘅回應咧就以下兩點啦。咁鑑於近期其實我哋見到好流行一啲鄉村遊覽啦，同埋參觀嘅活動，所以我哋認為喺鄉村式發展地帶註釋第二欄用途加入翻相關嘅呢個用途咧，其實係可以適當配合翻有關嘅需求嘅。咁亦都係同城規會所頒布最新嘅註釋總表係一致嘅。咁亦都為咗確保啲用途唔會對周邊地區造成一啲無法克服嘅影響啦，同埋減少對鄉村環境所可能所造成嘅滋擾咧，喺落實有關嘅用途的时候其实都要拿到城规会的规划许可的。总括而言，规划署是秉持 R1 支持申述所提供的意见，而我们都是不支持 R2 的申述意见，也都认为不应该顺应有关的申述去修订大纲草图的。请委员考虑。
多谢规划署的专员的介绍。我现在就邀请申述人是发表你哋嘅手头申述。首先第一位嘅就係 R1 嘅代表，係咪韦先生？係咪好，请上前啦。
主席、各位委员、专员，本人韦翠雄，係达财都市规划顾问有限公司嘅代表之一，是 R1 的申述人，西林普众基金会有限公司的规划顾问。而我们的申述人和顾问代表呢，也都坐在我后方的。申述人呢是支持 A 项修订，因为他完全是反映了城规会先前去年7月18日就12A申请编号 Y/ST/60 批准的决定。而该申请呢是自在咧，係規範西林寺喺截算前嘅骨灰暗位嘅，符合私營骨灰安置所條例嘅精神，以務實同埋體貼嘅方式去解決截算前已存在嘅骨灰位嘅問題。而當時申請人咧係亦都就住嗰個申請咧係進行一系列嘅技術評估，相關部門對申請嘅技術層面係會有意見嘅。咁而批准之後咧，申請人亦都繼續咧好積極咁樣去符合 牌照，即係嗰個骨灰龕牌照嘅一系列嘅要求啦。咁進度係良好嘅。咁最後咧，申請人咧係申述人咧係完全同意規劃署剛才對圖則修訂申述嘅介紹同埋意見。多謝主席。
好，咁跟住落嚟下一位就係 Out2 嘅代表 Miss Mary。
Good morning.
Good morning.
So lots of new members, 8 I believe in total. And I see we've had some musical chairs, so it's going to take me some while to get used to. I see Daniel over there and Derek and Simon seems to have disappeared from his usual spot at the end. Okay, so, you know, it's quite confusing, especially as my eyes are not too good. But I'll do my best. Anyway, welcome on board, and I hope you've... You do realize that while the government expects you to fully support everything they do, that actually your mission is to look at the plans and how they impact the community and make your decisions based on the benefits of the community. Now, what has been revealed currently regarding the Taipo fire may have come as a shock to some people. It hasn't come as any shock to me because this is a steady decline in standards that's been encouraged by the attitude towards how the city is run, and it manifested itself in many, many decisions also made here at Town Planning Board. Now, strong objections. No wonder that Hong Kong is the capital of scams when grifters like the applicant, instead of being investigated, are rewarded. During the meeting 18 July, members failed to question if any religious activities take place at the site. Do any monks or nuns live there? No. How come the religious function is a very small feature of the development, less than 40 square metres? Oh, I forgot my plan. Anyway, you guys have got it. The original SLT had occupied the site in the 1920s, and the current applicant claimed it had been providing columbarium services since 1936. But according to the papers then, this is the government's take on it, the applicant did not provide any evidence to demonstrate this. The representatives explained the site was in dilapidated condition and they took it over around 2006. While many urns were found during restoration work, no relevant supporting document was available to prove the continued existence of the columbarium use. And if any, it would have been very, very small. The applicant subsequently submitted the Section 16 application for a development of the existing religious institution. It didn't mention columbarium at the time. They then undertook rehabilitation and renovation work, and when completed in 2009, the response to the chairperson's follow-up question said that the temple was vacated before 2006. Now, I did a search on Siloam Salvation Foundation Limited, registered in August 15, 2006. According to the records, of the little we can access, the company is in the funeral business. No mention of NGO, charity work and all the blah, blah, blah. So effectively, this company is not related to the founders of the institution as has recently adopted the name to facilitate its commercial interests. The project was launched in 2006 is no coincidence. Discussion had been initiated on the proposed changes to the operations of the private columbarium. Many operators making similar applications commenced setting up columbaria at the same time to take advantage of loopholes, as this is a lucrative business. No indication as to who the directors of the company are or if they have any links with the original management of the site. And you've glossed over that they're not the current landowner, but I'll get back to that later. Now, the operation was originally planned for 3,000 niches. And on the sell-by date in 30 June 2017, with the columbarium, 3,618 niches were occupied. So then the Development Bureau made a record on that date, not in compliance with planning requirements. Then they listed the application YST16 from 2012. Now, the number of niches at that time were 6,000. So we increased from almost nothing to 3,000 to 6,000. So we have a 100% increase. Then we get another, with the 34 application in 2016. And wow, we now have 9,542 niches. So we're now 318% over the 3,000. But suddenly, now, as of the last July when it was approved, it's now jumped to 10,960, a 365% increase. Now, unlike other columbaria with sufficient car parking facilities or convenient access to public transport, this has no, SLT has no vehicular access. Visitors can only arrive on foot. Now, so they've said that to resolve this is going to be closed on Chongyong and Qingming Festival. I mean, seriously, give me a break. Such a proposal is preposterous and would clearly be abandoned in view of public aspirations and traditions. To ensure compliance would require that government officers be assigned to monitor the site on each and every festival. And then we have the issue of sewerage and wastewater will be tankered away. But nobody explained how this is going to be achieved when there's no vehicular access. Is it going to be, trundled down on handcarts or what have you? It is quite clear that this operation does not qualify under the Town Planning Ordinance 131. It's neither an always permitted use covering the planning permission or verified as an existing use before the first zoning plan, nor was columbarium use approved at any point since then. No enforcement action was taken, but as we heard in the typo fire, nobody's responsible for taking action on anything. So there we go. In addition, there is an issue of unapproved buildings erected on the site. It is also interesting to note that no images have been provided to show the extent of development pre-2006. Now, normally for this kind of plan, you see, they show you some images, like do, 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 do. So it was like this at one point, and then it became this, and then it became this. No mention of compliance with the conditions that under the private columbarium ordinance, you're granted a license, and you must. When you're granted a license, you must establish a trust fund to ensure the long-term maintenance and operation, particularly when niche sales decrease. In this case, they're all sold. But the operator is not the site owner and could abandon the operation at any time. Now, CLT, according to the blurb, is a social service organisation involved in many charity works. No record found to verify this statement. This issue was not addressed in the responses. The company registration states funeral services. Nobody has asked them to give a demonstration to show some figures on or some data on their charitable works, etc. The issue of the fund trust fund was not addressed. The operator is not the owner, and having flogged off the niches, can already walk away at any time and leave the niches unattended. Town Planning Board members erred in approving the Section 12 application and failing to explore the guidelines were effectively adhered to. They also erred in failure to look into the actual nature of the applicant's status. And taking into consideration the built condition of the commercial enterprise, both TPB and government departments are effectively endorsing destroy to build and rewarding operators who develop operations that undermine the intent of government policy and measures to control inappropriate development. But then, with a government that readily manipulates the regulations to serve its own expediency, operators who scam the system, the SME financing guarantee scheme being a wonderful example, with the cumulative default rate of 18.5%, reaching 25.5 billion by August 2005, and are still allowed to continue. Let's face it, scammers are in paradise here in Hong Kong. Now, amendments to the notes of the plan. As usual, I object to the refuse collection. Not subject to public scrutiny, location and design are not intrusive, too bulky or an eyesore. Now, remember that sometimes these are placed to serve the interests of our visitors. Okay, so it's very important that there be the entire community have a chance to take part in the discussion. And object, of course, to the visitor centre. Planning intention of E-Zone is to provide family homes for Indigenous villagers. And there's already rampant abuse of the net policy, resulted in most of the recent developments being actually units for sale to outsiders. And this, of course, will be abused to justify the development of commercial operations under the guise of service centres. The massive construction projects in North Metropolis, particularly in view of the strain. Oh, yeah, and another point while I'm here. At the previous meeting with the Sandy Ridge, Sponge City was not mentioned, even though we have over-reliance on Dongjian River. Data centres like Sandy Ridge approved with no facilities planned to store and use rainwater. Data centres also require enormous amount of energy. Now, I would like members to take the time to read this. Can we have some light on the topic? Now, this article in Hong Kong Free Press on the 18th of April, I believe all new members should read it and take into account the statistics, especially you new members. You have to take into account the whole picture, not just what Plan D trots out and what the applicants trot out, all the good story and the government departments and blah, 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 and all this. We have to look at what our capacity is, what strain we're putting on our facilities, if we can meet it. And especially now we've had this wake-up call with the energy crisis, okay? It becomes even more important that you members insist that the plans we are taking forward are realistic and do not put too much pressure on the community. And finally, I noticed I have been following this up. Remember, I don't just come here. I do other stuff as well. So I had an email from the ESD to tell me that the government buildings are already required to install occupancy motion centres. This is re-control of the lighting because I was looking into ways to reduce the consumption of energy and all those unnecessary lightings. Now, I was told that for the North Metropolis, this policy will also be extended to commercial buildings. But I would also like members, when they're considering plans for the conversion of commercial buildings, industrial buildings to youth hostels and dorms for students and all that, that they also insist that these buildings, during the renovation period and would install all these facilities that cut down excessive
Mary,
use of power.
You're
thank
talking
you.
Something.
Okay,
thank you, Miss Mary, for your presentation. Okay, 我哋而家完成咗陳述嘅時間啦，咁我哋而家進入呢個答問嘅環節。咁啊，各位委員咧就可以向規劃處或者係申述者咧就提問嘅。
Potentially可能有個declaration of interest，
因為啱啱我先睇到申請人嘅代表係一個我
personally 認識嘅人，不過我同佢之間係冇任何嘅業務關係，咁所以我想查詢我係咪需要即係唔可以參與嗰個 discussion， 或者甚至乎係需要避席。如果冇，如果
Wilson 你冇同申述人或者佢嘅代表係討論過呢個個案嘅話咧，係應該係比較間接嘅呢一個嘅利益。
所以我可以繼續留喺度。好，唔該，主席，唔好意思啊。好，
委員睇下邊個啊？結論先係嘛？OK，結論啦。跟住阿 Ben，
係唔該，主席，我想請問，專員咧，就係嗱，今次我哋呢個改劃就係將個地改為政府機構及社區用地。咁係嗱，佢唔係政府啊，即係佢應該就因為佢係骨灰庵。 所以就係社區用途，係咪可以咁理解？骨灰庵係社區用途，係咪呢個理解啊？專員，今次呢個係我哋由呢個鄉村式發展用地改劃為一個政府即係、GIC 1呢個咁嘅用地啦。咁其實呢個 GIC 1嘅用地咧，其實就係申請人即係十二之前講嗰兩同事就係之前有個十二個我哋批准咗。咁呢個 proposal 咧就係嗰個申請人提議咧係轉做一個 GIC 1呢個咁嘅用地，咁裏邊咧其實包括咧，就除咗一個一個骨灰庵，即係私人骨灰庵個場所之外啦，正外就有啲叫做宗教一啲設施團體，因為佢呢個西林寺咧，其實本身裏邊都有啲神主牌啊，即係有啲祭祀祖先嘅活動喺度嘅，咁所以個新人咧就想將呢個地方咧由一個鄉村式發展嘅地區轉為一個 GIC 嘅。我專員正正我就想問呢個問題，即係因為有我哋
R2 佢就好強調。 佢呢一個唔即係冇真正宗教用途喺度嘅，佢扮嘅，佢假嘅，佢根本唔係嘅，咁即係佢有咁表達啦。 但我想請問就係、是，即係我哋而家係搞緊一個骨灰庵場啊嘛。咁骨灰庵唔一定要有宗教噶嘛。我哋食環署好多骨灰庵都係冇宗教噶。咁佢叫做西林寺係個商業營運名嚟啫，即係你一間餐廳可以叫少林寺噶嘛。佢唔一定係同宗教有關嘅，佢賣齋啫，咁都係可以噶嘛，係咪？即係我點解要咁問呢，就係、是、我想確認一下、就是，就係佢即係我今日睇到我係要批個土地使用，而你而家揀即係佢依個申請嘅呢一個土地用途係只要佢係一個認，無論佢即係佢冇需要有宗教，我唔需要確認佢係咪一個真宗教團體嘅，佢只需要真係做骨灰庵同埋。佢係私營嘅，即係佢係牟利嘅，都完全冇問題。政府嘅政策係歡迎私營嘅骨灰庵啊嘛，佢冇話一定要佢係非牟利或者點樣噶嘛，即係佢頭先講冇和尚喺度住，呢、這個完全同我無關噶，係咪可以咁理解呢？
是正確的，因為剛才我同事都講過，因為考慮這個改劃申請的時候是純粹從個土地用途的角度，就算申請人是不是一個即是不是真的做一個慈善機構或者 是不是真的一個宗教團體或者怎樣呢，其實就不是我們即是關鍵的考量之裏面的，主要是如果在這個地方本身是一個 V-Zone 一個鄉村式發展地方，現在轉做一個 GIC 或者做一個骨灰庵場，那其實土地用途方面是不是適合，那我們都在 12A 那個階段的時候已經評估了所有相關的技術評估，那些即是那些即是做了一些評估，我們考慮了，而有關相關部門也都對就著這個改劃用途也都沒有一些負面意見，所以我們覺得就是從那個土地規劃的角度來講是支持這個改劃申請。
我主任多謝你解釋，我最後想確認一下，就是他現時我看到有一張很小的照片，有幾個建築物在這裡，同你而家嗰個平面圖嗰啲建築物似乎係對得上嘅，係咪即係佢其實冇諗住拆咗佢起過嘅？佢而家俾我哋嘅方案係用現有嘅舊建築物去擺啲庵位入去。
係啊，其實佢冇諗住係即係拆曬咗，因為而家就算你圖面睇到好細啦，咁你見到咧就係其實佢有五座嘅標定嘅，每座標定咧裏邊都有啲有啲即係可能祭祀祖先啊，或者有啲骨灰庵嘅擺位喺度嘅，咁其實佢根據佢十二嗰個建議咧，就唔好諗住去拆卸嘅。咁再者咧就係話，如果我哋呢個講話申請成功啦，其實佢亦都要向呢、這個嗰、那個私人骨灰庵嗰個委員會個牌照委員會咧去申請有關嘅牌照，而呢個牌照咧亦都會將而家呢五座標定裏邊嗰個呢優咧係住即係落實咗去個牌照委員會裏邊。咁第時咧就會根據呢個牌照委員會嗰、那個嗰、那個佈局啊，裏邊咧去第時去營運去嗰個骨灰庵場咁樣咯。
明白，唔該主席。
好啊，跟住係阿 Ben， 然之後就或者係阿秘書有少少澄清先。
我想就住頭先阿傑龍問個問題咧，我少少澄清咧。當日申請人提交個12A 條申請嘅時候咧，佢建議咧就將呢個地方改做 GIC 一，其實佢建議嘅土地用途咧係包括一個宗教嘅用途同埋一個骨灰庵嘅用途嘅。當日小組委員會咧考慮呢個地盤咧係咪適合呢兩個用途放喺呢一度嘅。咁但係至於呢兩個用途係咪都要存在或者咩咧？其實當日就係小組委員會就考慮咗，即係佢嗰個建議啦，呢一度兩個土地用途都係可以接受嘅，咁就同意咗改劃去做 GIC 日嘅。
多謝，咁我哋因討論嗰時再討論，知道唔該。
好，跟住下一位就係阿 Ben， 然之後就係阿 Janet。
我發覺咧 ，R2 就寫咗四頁紙嘅 response 㗎，咁但係 planning department 咧，我覺得個 response 可能唔係好足夠，所以咧我想喺度咧就問一問 planning department， 希望可以再 elaborate 多少少。第一樣嘢咧就係、是、applicant 咧就話西林寺咧六一年之前咧已經有骨灰庵噶啦咁樣，但係冇證據咁樣，冇相冇其他資料。想問一問規劃處咧，就係、是、話你哋考慮依個個案嘅時候咧，之前有冇骨灰庵係咪一個關鍵嘅考慮因素咧？咁樣依個第一樣嘢嚇。第二樣嘢咧就係、是、話原本2006-2009年之後咧，佢哋有3000個骨灰庵位啦。咁一路加咧，加到而家係有差唔多11000個嘅嚇。咁依一個規劃處係點樣定11000個係合適咧？咁樣即係 點樣定咧？一萬個或者五萬個係咪合適咧？五萬個係咪好逼啊？咁樣一萬個逼唔逼咧？咁樣即係如果住宅咧，我哋就有 criteria 啦。但係骨灰庵有冇 criteria 咧？係咪執得落我哋就得咧？咁樣啊？咁呢個第二樣嘢，第三樣嘢咧就係話嗰個管制啦，即係個 mansion plan 嗰樣嘢。每次咧就只可以116人好似嚇去拜祭嘅嚇。咁如果平均兩個人拜祭一個咧，就即係有差唔多60個每日有幾多個咧？即係每日有60個，不過可能好多個時段嘅。咁如果我係每日一個咁計啦嚇，即係每日一組人咁計咧，要180日去拜曬所有11000個啊。咁呢個116人係咪可以真係管制到咧？嗱，我呢、這個可能就話留翻俾發牌嗰度做啦，咁但係呢個係咪一個合理嘅數字咧？另外咧就係話，不過有一樣嘢我真係覺得唔合理嘅，清明重陽會生子呢樣嘢真係好似有違咗我哋呢、這個即係中國人拜祭嗰樣嘢喎。你點可以喺清明即係重陽去生咗個子唔俾我拜啊？真係到時咧，啲人要拜嘅時候咧，係咪要開翻俾佢咧？咁我哋又冇 control 嘅，呢個係咪？真係可以做得到咧？我有一個咁嘅質疑，即係我睇下規劃處對呢樣嘢點諗啫嚇。另外啦，就係、是、以往我哋睇一啲骨灰庵嗰啲咧，我哋都睇好多嘢嘅，即係話個廁所啊夠唔夠啊，即係拜祭嘅時候夠唔夠啊，或者有冇燒香啊咁等等啊。呢度咧我就唔係好發覺有呢一樣嘢嘅，咁係咪已經考慮咗咧？咁樣因為咧我哋以前係睇過一啲 application 咧，就話佢擺骨灰庵擺到咧，就連個廁所都要拆埋改造一啲臨時廁所嘅咁樣。咁呢度會唔會有啲咁嘅情況咧？都冇講啦呢度嚇。咁其實嗰個個案係冇批到噶，即係或者規劃處可以 elaborate 多少少，即係當時你哋係咪考慮咗呢樣嘢咧咁樣？另外咧就係、是、申述人咧就話他們要需要是有一個慈善機構註冊的，這裡就不見，亦都是不是說城規會要考慮的東西呢？樣或者規劃處可以說多一點這方面的東西好嗎？謝謝。
專員
啊，多謝委員的提問。好，有好幾個提問啦，咁我即係逐一去回應啦。第一個就係話究竟之前係咪骨灰庵場，即係咪一個重要考量咧？即係之前係咪做緊，或者而家對而家呢個改劃申請係咪我哋一個考量因素？其實我哋頭先我同事都講過，其實我哋主要考量咧就係話現今佢而家改劃由呢個鄉村式用地改劃為 GIC 一呢、這個用地其實係咪適合？究竟佢之前係咪做緊呢個骨灰庵場咧？其實又唔係我哋一個好關鍵性嘅考量，即係裏邊嘅。因為主要我哋睇翻佢即係之前有好多嘅，我哋都同就喺十二 A 個階段，其實我哋都有同申請人即係溝通啦。其實我哋即係佢都好難提出一個好確實嘅證據，究竟佢係咪喺二幾年或者三幾年裏面係做緊一個骨灰庵場嘅？咁所以我哋喺個改劃嗰個申請嗰個考量嘅時候咧，純粹就係睇翻佢現今而家申請嗰個改劃做一個骨灰庵場嗰個土地用途咧，喺我哋即係規劃角度嚟講，係咪一個適合咁樣？所以就之前係咪骨灰庵場咧，其實就唔係我哋一個重要考量之一。咁另外咧就係話究竟骨灰庵嘅數量就會係點咧？其實嗱跟翻申請人去提出啦，佢而家提出個數量咧，大概係10960個啦。其實佢有2500個咧，其實已經係其實呢10960個已經係賣出曬啦。其實就係喺幾時咧？就係2017年6月30日之前已經賣出曬。即係呢個日子係咩日子咧？就係話係私人骨灰庵嗰個牌嗰個法例生效嗰個日子之前咧，已經係賣出曬。咁只不過咧，佢有2500個咧係已經入咗灰啦，我哋俗啲叫做，即係已經 occupy 咗。有6405個咧係未買咗，但係未入灰咁樣啦。咁所以我哋考量嘅時候咧，就係建基於呢10960個嗰個申請嚟去睇嘅，就住各方面嘅評估啦，包括交通啊或者其他方面。而呢10960個亦都係得到食環署裏面佢有個核實嘅，即係究竟係咪有咁多個骨灰庵嘅數目啊咁樣。咁呢個係第二個問題啦。 咁第三個咧就係話就究竟嗰個 management plan 啦嚇，因為佢而家係譬如我講話申請咗之後咧，其實佢申請人亦都去翻呢個牌照委員會咧，係申請翻一個牌照嘅。咁而佢提出嗰個 management plan 咧，就包括呢個人流同埋交通嘅管制啦。咁佢就提出就話每一次咧喺呢個西林寺裏邊咧，都係有116個人咧，只能夠去即係去擺祭，即係嗰個即係骨灰，即係包括骨灰庵咁樣啦。咁呢個數咧，其實就會係寫咗落嗰個牌照裏邊即係一個規範嚟嘅。咁其實佢申請人咧，佢都有解釋嘅，因為佢會有一個預約制度。佢雖然而家佢嗰個數量係有10000個啦，咁每一次116人，我諗都係睇翻佢實際嗰五座標定實際可以容納幾多人。咁佢有個預約制度。咁如果佢個預約爆咗嘅時候咧，就可能要係第日啊咁樣。咁而呢個咁嘅成套嗰、那個控制人流啊、預約制度啦、啊，亦都係寫咗落去嗰個 management plan 或者佢嗰個人流同埋交通管制嗰、那個建議書裏邊。而呢個建議書亦都會係喺嗰個牌照委員會裏邊咧，係即係備悉咗喺裏邊，係作為一個條件發牌嘅其中一個條件嚟嘅。咁而再者就係呢啲咁嘅 management plan 咧，其實就如果牌照委員會咧收到呢啲 management plan 咧，其實都會 serve 翻有關部門，譬如運輸處啊、消防處啊，同埋我哋咧去作一個俾一個意見，究竟呢啲係咪 OK 啊咁樣。咁所以雖然話好似個數字上好似10000對116好似有個落差啦，咁但係要睇翻個整體嘅運作啦。咁可能佢個運作就係同埋佢個安排係點樣？咁我諗呢度咧，其實我哋有關當局都有適當嘅管制咁樣啦。
主席，呢度我補充少少啦。嗱，我驚啲數字大家搞錯，116係指喺 indoor area 係可以最多每一個時刻係116人。我睇翻上次嘅會議錄咧，應該話每半個鐘咧可以俾150人入去，每半個鐘你當18個鐘乘16就2000幾人，即係每日可以有2000幾人去拜祭。即係我舉例，如果咁計算，並唔係話全日係得116人可以拜祭。我諗呢個係好重要嘅我睇翻上次會議錄嘅，咁就即係每日可以有我冇乘出嚟，佢要乘翻佢每日。有幾多鐘頭俾人拜祭啦？嗱，每半個鐘可俾150人，大家乘翻出嚟啦。116就係每一個時刻喺室內嘅人士唔會多過116人，因為驚個室裏邊咧，室內咧會爆棚。咁呢度我補充少少啫。
多謝阿 Tom 嘅。好，繼續，
專員
繼續。
好，繼續就關於其他一啲譬如話洗手間個問題啦。其實喺
依個問題，仲有一個未答埋，就係話重陽清明係咪合理啊？即係重陽清明關子係咪合理啊？
係嗱，這個亦都係嗰句啦。因為當然啦，這個重陽清明，即係傳統中嘅人，梗係清明重陽去拜祭。但係其實呢個只係申請人嗰個建議嚟嘅，佢就。清明重陽就生，但係之前後嗰兩個禮拜六日咧，就會加長嗰、那個營運時間，就俾人去拜祭，咁去補償翻係清明時節嗰兩日嗰個最高峰期咁樣嘅。咁呢個咁嘅規定咧，亦都係落咗落去嗰、那個management plan， 同埋亦都係應該係第時嗰個牌照嘅個規範嘅其中一部分嚟嘅。咁呢個我諗係尊重翻佢申請人佢個建議係咁樣，咁所以其實可能有機會可能問翻可以申請人睇下佢會有啲再一啲補充咁樣啦。咁另外就係個洗手間問題啦。咁洗手間咧，其實咧我哋可以睇呢個幻燈片啦。其實喺個 D 嘅出邊咧，其實都有設咗一排嘅洗手間嘅。咁我哋喺考量12A 嘅時候咧，都有考慮翻一啲附屬嘅設施啦，譬如洗手間啦。咁其實佢都申請人都有提供到，就話喺個 D 嘅出邊那個位置咧，都會有一啲嘅洗手間咧，就會俾嗰啲嚟去參拜人士去使用咁樣嘅。咁另外咧就最後一個問題就係嗰、那個係咪一個慈善機構啦？其實我哋之前都講過，其實我哋考量就冇理過個新人究竟係咪一個喺慈善機構裏面有冇註冊到或者點樣，主要純粹都係考量翻佢個土地用途係咪適合講話做呢、這個骨灰龕用途咁解嘅。係，好。 補充。
主席，仲有一樣嘢未答，就係、是關於嗰、那個燒香化寶嗰樣嘢，有冇管制嘅呢、這個西林寺？
其實燒香化寶咧，而家佢都有建議一個化寶嘅地方咧，就喺佢喺呢度出邊嘅。咁當然咧，佢化寶去排出嚟嗰啲煙啊，嗰啲其他嗰啲物質咧，都要符合翻相關環保署嗰個條例咁樣嘅，係啦，呢、這個就
或者可唔可以啊？新瑞人啊，加拗一嗰邊回應一下少少啊，我哋委員嘅提問好嗎？
是你好，我是韋生。我想委員最主要是問關於那個即是置業不開那個
是啦，證明同樣
啊，證明不開。咁其實呢樣嘢咧，那個營運者咧都考慮得好好仔細嘅。其實講真，邊有人唔想開啊？但是當他哋知道啊要符合交通嘅要求嘅時候，咁佢哋啲客就好自然知道究竟個牌重要定係嗰一日可以開到，咁所以佢哋都呢、這個營運者咧，佢哋亦都好努力去同嗰啲即係嗰啲家屬啊去溝通咁樣。咁其實同埋我哋亦都睇到好多唔同嘅 case 咧，其實好多人而家都開始咧陸續都未必係喺正日嗰度拜嘅，即係亦都可能係嗰個趨勢，慢慢都會。可能佢哋可能覺得啊，嗰日會好多人啊咁樣，所以佢哋都會偏向翻喺啲我哋叫影子時段，即係好似春秋二祭嘅之後啲星期六日去拜咁樣咯。多謝主席。
好，阿 Ben，
而家想跟進，想問問專員啦，其他骨灰庵場嘅申請咧，我哋有冇見過話清明重陽係會刪場噶？有啊。好多哦 ，OK， 咁得咯，咁我有 precedent case， 咁我就安心啲嚇。
好，跟住我哋下一位就係阿 Janet， 跟住仲有冇啊？啊，仲有阿 Vincent。
多謝主席。我想就住咧，申請人佢講到咧，有講關於環保型化寶爐。嗰、那個裡面咧，當中佢嗰、那個 safety standard， 譬如佢 release 嗰、那個dioxin 個 level 係幾多？因為一燒嘢咧，其實就會有 incomplete combustion 咧，就會有二惡英嘅 release 嘅，有機會。咁想睇下裡面申請人有冇講到當中嘅條款，同埋咧對環境嘅影響，譬如對空氣啦、污水啦、嘅處理啦、垃圾嘅處理咧，同埋個噪音嘅影響咧，其實有冇做評估？多謝主席。
好，專員。
其實個申請人都有做相關嘅評估嘅，係佢都有做相關的評估，因為其實而家環保署咧就燒衣嗰方面啦。其實佢都有個指引嘅，有個permit 就係話，如果喺火葬場啊或者祭祀場所去燒衣啊，即係一啲都有個空氣污染個控制指引嘅，佢亦都要符合翻相關環保署裏邊嗰個排放物究竟有冇超標啊，裏邊嗰啲懸浮粒子或者其他即係呢啲相關嗰啲污染物咧，會唔會超標咁樣？咁所以其實呢個咧就會由翻相關嗰個法例裏邊係做一個監管，即係當然環保署如果可能接不投訴，佢都會睇低，哇！如果佢係好大煙或者點樣，咁佢都有個規範喺度咁樣咯。咁而申請而就住12A 嗰個申請嘅時候咧，其實我哋都要問翻相關嘅部門，其中就係環保署啦。咁其實佢對有關呢、這個咁啊嗰個申請咧，其實都冇一個負面嘅影響嘅，唔係即係負面嘅意見咁樣嘅。咁至於水啊，譬如交通又有啦，咁其實嗰、那個環境啊，譬如 even 嗰、那個自由 telco 嗰、那個嘅層面啊，其實我哋都有問翻相關部門嘅，其實佢哋相關部門都冇一個負面嘅意見咁樣。
好。系，郑丁有跟进啊？
系有少少跟进。咁我想问一下，如果系头先好似所讲啦，一日里面可以最高峰系2000多人。咁如果系有2000多人喺度烧，即系全日都喺度烧啲冥强啊嗰啲咧，咁对个空气或者其实对空气可能会有特别大影响，因为我哋唔知道佢嗰个化宝炉嘅。嘅 standard 係點樣？會唔會係 exceed 咗佢個 capacity， 而令到係真係有機會有啲 harmful 嘅contaminants 可以出到嚟咧？有冇就住喺呢方面有講到相關嘅 management 其實？
係啊，多謝委員提問。呢方面咧，其實就申請人就或者可以再補充啦。如果有嘅話，即係就住申。但係我哋就喺嗰、那個評估裏邊咧，其實我哋就呢樣嘢，因為頭先講過啦，因為有關嗰啲空氣污染嗰、那個問題咧，其實都會有其他環保署嗰個法例裏邊去規管嘅。咁所以我哋咧就會當佢運作嘅時候，有呢方面嘅問題嘅時候咧，就會相關部門咧係會作出一個巡查或者去如果有唔同嘅時候，就會就住對同翻申請人講翻。可能就要規劃翻佢係咪有個超標嘅問題啊？咁樣係。
我想問問專員，佢哋入十二 A 嗰陣時有冇交提交過一個環一個啊 environmental assessment 嘅？有噶嘛係嘛？
嗱咁樣嘅，咁佢提交即係十二 A 嗰時候咧，佢都有好初步啦，就講過嗰、那個即係嗰個焚化爐啦，係咩款式？即係大概咩類型？因為而家其實嗰個焚化爐都係擺喺現場嘅。咁其實初步環保署咧就我個焚化爐嗰個款式裏面咧，其實佢都冇太大嘅意見，即係覺得即係現階段佢都覺得可以接受嗰、那個即係個焚化爐嗰個類型係 OK。咁當然啦，如果當佢運作嘅時候啦，裏面嗰啲污染或者其他嘢係有超標嘅時候咧，我諗環保署佢即係會根據翻佢嘅法例裏面啦，提出一啲巡查或者一啲檢控咧，如果有需要嘅話。
Gary 有冇補充？
我諗我提翻兩樣嘢啦。第一咧就係話嗰個係化寶爐咧，其實係跟翻環保署，即係佢喺佢入嗰個 submission 都係話會跟翻環保署一個叫做喺露天場地舉行祭祀活動嗰個指引嗰度去做。咁喺嗰個化寶爐嘅操作裏邊咧，頭先有特別頭先鄭一提到大屋檐嗰啲啦。其實喺化寶爐嗰個焚燒裏邊咧，應該咧就其實佢係會做翻一個管理。就不應該放一些膠袋類的物品下去，這個我相信都是要求回那個就是化寶爐那個 operation 那個操作裡面要做回。另外其實在個指引裡面呢都有一些我們叫做良好作業指引，就是無論就著那個量啦，就著那個種類啦，或者是定期一些的維修啊操作啊，或者都要看回那個出來那個主要用在看看就是黑煙那個情況呢，就是要去作一個定期的管理。咁我諗喺空氣嗰方面咧，主要就係一個咁嘅措施，同埋佢附近咧，其實跟翻佢而家嗰個評估咧，其實就冇乜一個特別嘅即係所謂民，即係近嘅嚟講咧，冇乜咩民居嗰啲嘅。咁呢個就係空氣嗰邊啦。咁至於噪音啊，或者係其他啲咧，其實就本身佢嗰、那個論述咧，就話佢應該係唔會有一啲大型嘅一啲嘅宗教活動喺裏邊進行，咁所以就應該噪音嗰邊我哋評估就唔係一個個 concern。咁最後就係關於嗰個污水，其實都頭先提到啦，其實佢本身咧佢頭先提到有一啲對面咧有一個三員工嘅一個 temple 咧，佢哋都會佢聲稱啦，佢哋話佢哋啲staff 咧就會用嗰個洗手間，咁嗰個就會駁去公共污水渠。咁而另外係一啲特別其他嘅需要咧，佢哋就會提供一個叫做 chemical toilet， 咁然後就會運走。咁佢就咁睇落去咧，其實就噪音啦、水啦同埋空氣嗰方面咧，其實都係有相關嗰個措施去配合嚇。
多謝 Gary 的補充。咁我哋下一位就係 Vincent 張。
多謝主席。想請教翻委員啊。咁其實我見到而家講嗰個即係話食環署有做嗰個調查，而家差唔多係10,960個骨灰庵位啦。咁有冇了解到依個 fishing survey 幾時做嘅咧？第一件事啊。第二件事就係話，其實都回應翻頭先講話可能每半個鐘就116人可以入到個場所入邊。咁即係話，如果全日8小時咁樣營運咧，咁其實要擺制曬嗰10,960個庵位咧，叫11.8日，即係12日嘅時間，其實個時間都比較長嘅。咁即係當我哋考量係咩咧？我哋考量話就係附近會唔會對其他例如嘅 例如是宗教場所有影響，或者如果真的附近再遠少有民居會不會有影響，如果大家都是共用同一個道路。咁另一方面咧，就係、是、你頭先提及過啦。咁其實本身佢有部分係未入灰嘅，咁即係話佢可能仲係神主牌啦。咁其實佢有冇講過話神主牌同庵位原身同而家我哋嘅諗法係點咧？因為好多其實啲字冠其實佢未必係有骨灰庵嘅，純粹係神位嘅。咁但係而家聽落佢哋全部嗰10960都會入灰嘅。咁入完灰之後，會唔會依樣樣嘢就其嚟拜祭或者去燒冥強嘅人會多呢？我哋都會有咁嘅抗爭，因為而家好多其實寺廟咧，其實都其實間接都係唔俾人哋係去燒一啲冥強，因為就係減低嗰、那個環境嘅污染啦。咁、啊、另外就係話，其實當初批嘅時候咧，就係、是、以宗教場所及骨灰庵或者靈灰庵作為一個批的條件，雖然我們了解到、其實它是不是宗教團體，它是不是、這個、私人的骨灰庵場，或者是不是、牟利，不是個重點，但是我們當時批的、那個理解是、religious institution 和 Cranberrian， 這個比例我們是不是有沒有當初沒有要求在這裡呢？就是關於宗教團體佔用的部分、啊、和骨灰庵、啊，咁當然間接衍生問題就係原來我哋有要求嘅，咁就翻返去頭先，如果宗教場所個佔比係多嘅，頭先講嘅噪音問題就會翻返嚟啦。例如咁樣嚇，
專員
就住首先第一個問題就係嗱嗰個骨灰庵頭先講嘅就係10960骨灰庵啦。其實呢個數字就係應該就係嗱實際 exactly 嗰個 day 係幾時做，我哋就冇呢個資料，但係應該就係會係喺立例即係2014年6月30日呢個私人骨灰庵條例之前咧，就食環署做一個 survey 裏邊一個記錄嚟咁樣嘅。咁另外咧就係話究竟而家就係佢有嗰個比例，即係話就住係12A 嗰陣時候，其實佢嗰個改劃申請咧，主要咧就係話規範翻而家做一個宗教場所同埋一個骨灰庵咁樣嘅，有兩款嘅嘢。咁而家其實睇翻而家現時佢西林寺咧，其實有五座嘅 building。咁或者我哋喺幻燈片裏面睇到啦，其實五座 building 裏面咧，其實都好清晰睇到有啲咧就可能就係譬如樓 A 啦，就係純粹一個 worship hall， 即係喺啲神主牌啦或者點樣。咁另外唔同嘅 B 啦、C、D、E 咧就分別有啲骨灰庵嘅擺設。咁呢啲位置咧，其實咧都係反映翻去係10960個嗰個位置嚟嘅。咁我哋最初嗰陣時改劃嘅申請嘅時候咧，主要考量咧其實佢有即係。RI 即係 religious institution 嗰個元素同埋骨灰庵呢兩樣嘢都會同時進行嘅。咁而至於話係咪個比例，其實我哋規劃用途咧就係主要係嗰個土地用途。咁我哋喺個改劃，因為而家呢個唔係一個十六嘅改劃，即係十六嘅申請係一個土地用途嘅改劃，本嚟係一個鄉村式發展，而家變成一個 GIC 一嘅用途，所以我哋就唔係一個所謂一個scheme base 啦，即係一個係佢建議嗰個方向裏邊一個準則去規範佢，而純粹一個土地用途方面去做。咁所以土地用途方面咧，其實我哋都有個彈性俾佢嘅。咁當然啦，你話其實佢而家呢個咁嘅佈局咧，譬如唔同樓宇裏邊咧都有一啲骨灰庵場咧，其實呢個佈局亦都要向嗰、那個私人骨灰庵嗰個牌照委員會裏面做一個註冊，即係話邊個位置係做啲乜嘢，即係佢以我理解咧就唔可以隨意就去改動啊，或者增加佢嘅比例咁樣。咁所以我哋考量佢嗰個改劃申請嘅時候咧，就會整體咁去睇咁樣啦。
講翻問多問題，我哋見到10960個咧，係包咗神位同埋庵位，定一話原身本身係神位，而家都可以做埋庵位咁。
只是个庵位嚟啫，唔包神位嘅。
变相如果神位加庵位嘅数量系再多啲咯。
理论上即系神位嗰啲系神主牌嗰啲，系可能会系会。
咁有几多咧？大概系，因为都影响住人流去拜祭嘅人流噶嘛。
系嗱，但系神主牌。就冇特別喺度嘅一個考慮，因為其實人流咧，我哋都有同運輸署溝通嘅。咁因為神主牌嗰個情況咧，就好多一啲廟宇啦。 都可以有啲擺祭，咁嗰個產生嘅人流咧就未必係好似係骨灰庵場嗰個人流咁多，因為骨灰庵場咧其實就可能佢擺祭嘅時候咧可能會有一個 family 或者點樣啦，喺運輸嘅角度嚟講咧，嗰個交通嘅影響咧會比較大啲，而神主牌嘅時候咧未必係一個好因為神主牌係一塊牌，即係裏邊冇先人嘅骨灰或者咩，咁相對佢我嚟嗰個次數或者佢衍生出嚟嗰個交通嘅嗰個影響咧，可能未必係咁大，所以其實我哋整體睇嘅時候咧，主要都係睇翻佢係骨灰庵裏邊嘅數量，而去產生出嚟嗰、那個即係人流或者交通嗰個情況咁樣。
我想問呢個 point 啊，申訴人考一有冇需要可以補充咧？
係主席。咁問翻申請人嗰邊嘅資料啦，咁佢話咧，通常嗰啲神主牌嗰啲擁有者咧，都係拜嗰個骨灰庵嗰啲人嘅即係嗰啲家屬用嘅，係啦。
OK， 好明白。我哋下一位就係阿 Hilbert。
係幾個問題嘅，一個咧就頭先講個數量未答啦。即係神主牌嘅數量，因為我唔係覺得太合理咯，阿心信，即係話 assume 神主牌嘅人就唔拜咁樣，我覺得呢個阿心信唔合理。但另一個問題，我想問咧，就係其實嗰張地圖旁邊都有一啲杜龍山寺啊，或者其他，我想問咧，佢哋而家嘅土地用途係咪都係 GIC one 咧，定係？定係唔係咧咁樣咯？同埋頭先環保嗰個講法咧，就係佢哋到底係被動啊，定係主動會檢查咧？因為如果被動嘅話，咁即係好耐都唔會過去嘅。但如果係主動嘅話，就話每年或者每一個時間，佢都會抽查嘅咧。即係所以我想問呢三個問題啦嚇。
好啊，專員。
sorry， 就住圖隔離龍，我或者有張圖睇睇。我哋攞張圖，委員問係隔離附近係龍，有個龍山寺，
即係其實唔止嘅，嗱，我見到裏邊有個龍山，杜龍山寺啦，但係旁邊都有啲好似類似嘅寺廟嘅頂啊，或者類似啲咁樣嘅，所以我想問佢哋其實嘅而家土地同用途係咪都係 GIC one 定係？
其實嗰次都係唔係嘅，嗰啲都係屬於開始鄉村式發展範圍裏面嘅，嗰、那個就未改劃嘅，未申請做改劃嘅，係、
okay.
啦。
所以喺附近嚟講，呢、這個係第一個案例。
如果附近嚟講，呢、這個係第一。如果喺呢個排頭村裏面啦，呢、這個係第一個即係改劃申請啦。或者我哋睇睇呢一張圖啦，呢張圖會更加清晰。咁呢個咧就係、是、睇到咧就話佢而家。圖面有多多線嗰個咧，就係話係呢個排頭村嗰個範圍啦，即係而家申請呢個排頭村呢個範圍啦。咁你見咗咧，我哋西林寺就係一度啦。其實咧如果有框框，即係有顏色呢啲咧，就係、是、之前我哋有審批過。改劃用途，但係我哋就否決咗嘅。咁而成功去申請到咧，喺呢個範圍，即係呢個多多呢、這個排頭村呢、這個 V 松裏邊範圍咧，而家暫時咧就係、是、西林寺呢一個申請咁樣咯。
咁其實如果係咁樣，我喺度附近咁多呢一類形式嘅用途嘅話咧，頭先我問嗰個環保嘅主動定被動呢件事就可能都比較緊要咯。係啦，我係咁嘅問題啫。
係。
專員有冇補充？
我諗係環保處係咯，會或者可以補充。
我諗咁講啦，即係我哋唔同嘅環保法例嘅執行咧。如果你問我就住呢一類咁嘅 case， 其實我諗被動同主動我哋都有嘅。嗱，被動嘅意思係咩咧？頭先講啦，我哋就住喺呢啲嘅場地去進行呢啲嘅活動啦，或者係燒衣啊等等咧，其實我哋係有一系列嘅指引。咁即係話，如果佢同埋都係就住佢嗰個設計啊，佢嗰個運作啊，同埋佢一啲乜嘢嘅消減措施咧，其實係有一個好詳細嘅指引，佢要點樣做。咁呢個係你可以話既被動啦，你都可以話補處啦，即係話佢要先做好嗰件事。咁第二咧就話，其實喺成個操作裏面咧，我哋係有一啲叫做通知書，或者你如果最簡單嘅理解，你當係一個 warning letter 或者一個叫 notice 要去做一啲嘢。咁即係話咧，佢如果佢係產生問題嘅時候咧，佢係需要喺發出我哋一啲嘅通知書嘅指定時間。 和的標準底下佢要達翻到某一個標準，譬如空氣有一個相關的我哋叫做 basement notice 啦 ，noise 都有啦咁。咁呢個咧就係、是、都係針對嗰、那個風險管理啦，即係話就住唔同嘅項目。佢嗰個如果佢有機會有產生嘅，咁當然再另外就話我哋都有一啲嘅定期嘅巡查啦。咁至於定期巡查嗰個頻率係幾多，咁真係要視乎幾個考慮嘅。第一就係話佢有冇收到投訴啦，第二就話佢附近有冇一啲我哋叫做感應，即係sensitive 嘅 receiver， 即係譬如民居啊，佢咪好近啊。咁因為呢個 case 比較遠嘅，如果佢哋民居嚟講，咁都係考慮曬呢一籃子唔同嘅因素咧，我哋會作出唔同定期嘅巡查咯。咁如果係出咗通知書或者係收個投訴，咁當然嗰個巡查甚至會有啲嘅突擊啊或者等等嘅巡查，咁而家呢個都會做。甚至如果再講遠啲咧，其實未必係呢一類嘅活動啦。如果喺其他嘅牌照，譬如如果係地盤嗰啲啦，我講遠啲咧就話，甚至我哋可以要求去做一啲嘅 cell monitoring， 即係話佢而家好方便用 CCTV 用科技咧，佢要影住一啲嘅情況。咁而呢啲嘅情況咧，亦都可以俾部門係可以即時睇翻。咁當然呢個要真係睇翻嗰件事。情去到一个咩嘅程度，同埋嗰个嘅影响去到几大，咁然后有相应嘅措施咯。咁我明白嘅，即系委员都系好担心，即系写一啲嘢出嚟，究竟系点样执行，同埋有冇执行咧？咁我谂呢个实际其实系反而系个关键。咁呢个完全明白嗰个需要吓。
先讲嗰个神主牌嘅数量，专员可唔可以？
我 check 翻咧，个神主牌嘅数量大概系六百几个咁样嘅，咁。係六百幾個，即係咁而亦都係啦。我得悉翻啦。喺之前做12A 規劃裏面嗰個 TIA report 裏面啦，其實都有考量到呢六百幾個神主牌，即係可能會帶出嚟嗰個人流咁樣，係啦，即係都有評估，都有即係考慮到嘅。咁另外唔好意思，頭先委員提到話喺呢一個嘅 V 松裏面咧，除咗今次西林子批咗之後，仲有冇第二隻係批咗？其實就紫霞苑喺上高嘅 ，sorry。即係呢個部分，或者用翻頭先嗰張圖咯，我睇。即係即係上高呢個地方都係鬆咗做 GIC 嘅嚇，鬆做 GIC 嘅嚇。呢、這個不過比較早年係12年嗰時批嘅啦，比較嚇。呢、這個就係喺嗰個法例係生效之前嗰陣時去批咗嘅嚇。咁成個 V 鬆裏邊咧，係大概就有兩個嘅改劃申請係即係我哋係城規會係批准嘅。
好啊，好。啊，系咪阿杰龙有嘢追问啊？杰龙，
主席，我都本来系想问陈主牌同埋庵位嘅，因为嗰个理解咧就系、是，即系佢而家头先你讲话一万零几里边有两千几系已经摆咗骨灰入去啊。咁因为其实香港特别早几年全港都唔够骨灰庵嗰阵时候，其实好多人都系一早买定啲庵位噶嘛。咁所以其實你話佢賣曬啦，但係其實剩低嗰八千幾咧，即係好多係根本嗰個買家係未過身，咁佢咪擺喺度貼張紅紙啊，或者點嗰啲方法咁擺住啫。但係嗰啲就唔係神主牌啊嘛，佢只係未使用啫嘛。但係你一講額外有神主牌六百幾個，就係文件一路冇講嘅，係咪咁理解咧？
就因為我哋考量去申請嘅時候咧，主要係睇嗰個骨灰庵。但係當然啦，神主牌嘅數咧喺嗰個技術評估裏邊咧，頭先講即係佢申請話咧，就喺個TI 嘅 report 裏邊咧，都有考量到神主牌個數顯示出嚟嗰、那個即係嗰個流量會係點樣咁樣咯。
即係點樣講好咧？即係嗱，我哋而家當然主要呢度係骨灰庵係我哋最關注。但如果有很多附加的嘢係冇同我哋講嘅，咁亦都我哋冇辦法做到一個全面評估啊嘛。原來有一間餐廳，又原來有一個圖書館，咁啊冇講，咁啊唔得嘅喎。仲有冇其他係冇講嘅咧？除咗呢個六百幾個神主牌之外，
其實喺翻個表裏邊咧，其實佢都有講到咧，就係話有啲係worshipping hall 嘅，有個範圍喺度嘅。咁我啲咧就係話，其實佢不嬲都即係會有啲一個神主牌擺喺裏邊嘅。咁我哋
就係即係呢度寫住早牌房呢個啦。
係啦，係啦，係啦，有啲咁嘅情況嘅。
所以都真係有重經房嘅，睇到啦。哦，明白啦。咁我明啦。咁即係話你哋而家嘅假設咧，個 TIA 假設就係呢啲神主牌就少啲擺祭嘅。
未必係少，就係佢嗰個TI 嘅 report 裏面都有聽到阿間呢樣嘢。咁但係我哋主打係睇咧，就係話佢喺骨灰庵場裏面衍生出嚟。因為神主牌其實好多地方一啲廟宇裏面都有擺啲神主牌嘅。咁你話係咪即係定時定去拜，或者好耐都冇人去拜？即係呢個好難去做一個估算咁樣。但係如果你係骨灰庵場嘅時候咧，因為有先人嘅骨灰庵，其實理論上去帶出嚟嘅人流或者佢嚟到拜祭嘅次數可能會比一啲神主牌可能會多啲咁樣，咁我哋考量嘅時候咧，其實我哋都有同運輸署嗰邊溝通嘅，咁即係運輸署睇佢整體嗰、那個即係嗰個交通流量嗰個情況嘅時候咧，咁佢就會一併考慮埋即係嗰個骨灰龛場啦，同埋嗰個神主牌個情況咁樣。
主席，我主要想問一個 TIA， 佢係一個科學嘅考證嚟噶嘛，即係佢嗰啲假設應該好準確嘅。佢究竟假設嗰個組牌係你擺一個幾多嘅一個流量落去咧？佢應該有數字噶。另外，骨灰啱頭先我哋計半個鐘150人係講生嘅人啊嘛，唔係150個神主牌。我哋去拜山梗係成家人噶嘛，隨時幾代人噶嘛。你10個人去拜一個庵係好常見嘅事嚟噶嘛。所以你呢啲個假設可唔可以有冇辦法清楚講俾我哋委員聽？你係點假設個 TIA 裏邊點 set 嗰啲 parameter 咧？
或者嗰、那個申請人可以即係再解釋啊？
我盡量解釋啦。雖然我唔係交通工程師，但係當時即係交通工程師咧叫我哋俾數據佢嘅時候咧，除咗我哋要分翻開嗰個庵位已經係 occupy 咗，同埋仍有待即係賣咗，但係仍未去 occupy 嗰個數之外咧，佢都要我哋攞翻一個神主牌嘅數目嘅，咁就係611個。咁聽佢哋講嘅計法咧，就係佢哋會用嗰、那個首先佢哋會喺清明節之後或者前後嗰啲時間咧，佢哋會做一個交通調查啦。咁佢哋就首先會睇翻你已經佔用咗嘅庵位有幾多個，同埋已經用咗嘅神主牌位有幾多個，跟住咧去攞嗰個嚟做一個估算。跟住去估算翻仍未即係賣咗但係未佔用嘅數目，而去佢哋計嗰、那個交通評估嘅時候咧，係會用翻全部嗰個長 occupy 之後嗰、那個數去做一個估算咁樣樣咯。係啦，多謝主席。
明白啦，咁即係同埋我哋終極嘅控制就係總言之用嗰個預約制，係咪可以理解咧？即係總之150人係活人。你登記嗰陣時候，你可能有個限制，每個庵位我俾你登記幾多個人入嚟，咁你哋計好噶啦。
冇錯，先得，係啦。
滿咗咧，你就 book 下一個半個鐘啦，咁樣，咁嚟確保嗰、那個即係交通係頂得住。
係，冇錯。
唔該。
好，請問其他委員保善呢？
多謝主席。既然 R 一喺度，咁我都想問啦。剛才委員提到你哋會。Convention Plan 會建議在呢個重陽清明就會刪嘅，咁我想了解現階段係咪冇未刪嘅咧？重陽清明喺運作上，呢個係第一個問題啦。咁第二個問題咧就我唔知 R 一答定係應該同專員。咁我留意到咧，其實呢度圖都講咗 Building E 咧，即係喺個 Landscape Master Plan 嗰度嘅03嗰度咧，其實係有 shop 嘅。咁我都留意到咧，嗰、那個 Proposed Amendment 咧 ，shop 同 services 咧擺喺 Column 2嘅。咁我理解係咪應該係呢種係當係現有用途 existing use， 唔需要再上嚟城規會 column to apply 啊，定係當 associate 嘅 uses 啊，定係點樣呢？咁呢個或者可唔可以解釋一下呢？係，多謝主席。
專員，
或者我首先。或者我講講嗰個首先第二條題目先啦，嗰、那個 E 嗰個 area 啦 ，E 呢、這個其實佢嗰個商業需求主要係一個 ancillary 啫，即係主要買啲香啊、製品啊，就唔係主打係一個一個買賣，即係佢 shop and service 嗰個用途。因為我哋睇咧，主要係主要係 predominant， 即係佢主打嗰樣嘢就係做一個骨灰庵。咁當然佢有啲兼買啲香啊，或者有少少嘢飲啊咁樣，或者未必係嘢飲，應該係嗰啲香啊製品嚟嘅啫。咁所以我哋都覺得係容許佢咁樣做，唔需要另外申請。咁至於第一條或者我哋
申請人補充，
阿姨你好。咁咧，我頭先問咗申請人啦。咁佢而家呢段時間咧，清明節同重陽節依然都會開嘅。最主要咧，佢哋而家咧去拜祭嘅時候咧，都會盡量咧同翻啲訪客講嗱，嚟緊咧就清明節、重陽節唔會開噶啦。所以佢利用呢段時間咧，去盡量去 advise 翻俾嗰啲訪客，等佢知道有呢件事咁樣咯。多謝。
好啊，仲有啊 ，Eric。
我知道我哋开会系讲嗰个规划啦，咁但系规划之中，我觉得一个系我哋经验咧都好重要，就系背后系咩人喺度做紧啲咩，我谂呢个系好重要，所以我就睇睇咧就系、是、因为我哋有咗经验啦，香港社会好多事务咧就系、是、有啲嘢咧做得比较差咧，都系有班人喺度做嘅，即系佢做完呢嚿之后咧，你捉佢咧，佢删咗佢，佢做第二间咁样，我哋都见到好多咁嘅嘢情况喺度。咁呢個亦都我明白涉及好大嘅商業利益喺度，好多人都係嗰、那個會擺好多心機喺度。但我覺得咧，係咪喺呢個成個嘅規劃改編之中咧，我哋知唔知道有冇一個 due diligence 去了解究竟主要嘅股東係咩人，董事係咩人，而係佢哋喺香港商業上面嘅運作嚟講咧，嗰、那個聲譽啊或者嗰樣嘢咧係好唔好？咁因為呢個咧就係對市民有一個好緊好重要的感覺，就係話點解搞啲撈舊嘢都係嗰班人嘅，而我哋冇辦法去捉到佢咧咁樣嚇。我舉個例嚇，即係我唔知有冇啦。佢做藥房咁樣啊，來來去去都係嗰班人嘅其實係。咁點解我哋仲睇唔到咧嗰啲嘢咁？咁所以我明白呢個規劃嘅，我哋係，但我覺得呢啲係關係到嘅，其實即係佢我哋規劃之後，佢又搞又轉嘅時候有困難。所以我就睇睇咧，就我哋有冇個好清楚嘅，或者邊個部門應該查清楚咧，背後股東係邊啲人，邊啲係董事，以後有咩時候咧，呢啲係我哋有一個起碼有一個參考嘅名單，到佢第日再申請，如果做得唔好嘅時候咧，第日再申請類似嘅時候咧，我哋一個好重要嘅考慮啦，就要有一個咁嘅因素擺喺度嚇。我想提提啲意見啫。
好，應該冇咩需要回應嘅呢、這個嚇。咁啊 ，Derek。
系，唔该，主席。我想问下专员咧，因为呢啲庵位通常嘅做法就系、是，苏科业主就卖断咗俾嗰个拥有人啦。咁但系嗰笔钱攞翻嚟之后咧，可能一年咧、五年咧都 OK 咧，但系十年、二十年甚至三十年后，嗰笔钱可能嗰个所谓嘅业主已经用晒啦。咁到时边一个去维护呢个物业咧？咁即係我個重點問題就係、是、會唔會有個基金喺度，或者申請嗰個條例嗰陣時候，會唔會話要求佢有部分錢留喺度做一個分係可以確保營運可以有繼續開落去嘅咧？唔該。
我明白嗰、那個係多謝委員係以我理解，其實佢可能營運啲，可能啊新人可以再詳細解立。以我理解，佢其實除咗買嗰個骨灰庵，佢每月都有個管理費啊嗰啲需要提交嘅，即係咁。但係或者係新人可以解釋少
關於嗰樣營運嗰樣嘢咧，其實喺嗰、那個私營骨灰庵指所條例嗰度咧，你攞牌照嘅時候咧，佢哋要佢哋成立。
唔好意思，主席聽唔到啊。
哦，唔好意思啊，唔好意思。聽唔聽到？聽唔到？
聽到。
係咁，其實咧喺嗰個私營骨灰安置所條例裏邊咧，據我所知咧，佢哋其中一個牌照申請嘅要求咧，係要那個 operator 咧要成立一個基金，那個基金咧係有相關一嚿錢咧可以營運到佢去到嗰個最低限度個牌照批俾你之後。要幾多幾多年要一路可以營運到，因為佢哋亦都要提交一個叫財務方案俾翻委員會去考慮嘅。多謝。
好。啊，邊位委員就冇問題？冇嘅話，我哋呢個答問環節就去到呢度啦。咁請各位多謝規劃處同埋呢個有關申述者啊，請你們先離開，我哋會做一個閉門討論。啊，然之後有。適時我哋就會通知翻申述人對我哋成個月決定㗎啦，好多謝。